You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Hello and welcome to The Breakfast Table.
Hey everybody, it's Darshan over here.
How's it going? It's Ferris.
And I'm your host, Brad, and today we are here to discuss Comic-Con 2018. So this past weekend has been the Comic-Con San Diego event that has been... It's always the time of year that movie trailers get released, comic book series get announced, we get new TV show announcements, everything around geek culture in general. It's basically the event made for this show. And... this year did not disappoint when it came to showing off stuff that we've all been waiting to see. So kind of jumping into some of the lighter things that were kind of announced first so we can get those out of the way. Sony was there to show off a lot of their video game stuff with Marvel. So first off, their mobile game got a couple more updates coming out for it. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember what the mobile game is called.
You talking about the Adventures one?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could, like, choose a hero and battle or do something.
Yeah, that one, yeah. They showed it off a little bit more with some new characters and everything like that. It's a mobile Marvel game, though. It's...
yeah, and it's funny. It's Sony game, and it's mobile.
It's not made by Sony, but they showed it off alongside Sony for some reason. Hmm. Yeah.
You know, speaking of Sony Marvel games, whatever happened to that... weird first-person Marvel, like, Hulk thing, remember? Like, they showed it off a couple years ago, and it was like you could be, like, the Hulk with hands, or you could be Iron Man and stuff like that. Remember that got shown off, like, a couple years ago?
Oh, the VR title.
That never happened.
Yeah, that...
That's Vaporware is basically what
yeah.
you're telling me?
Yeah, no, like, because I remember them showcasing, and I remember it being a big thing.
You know what? That disappeared right after Square Enix made the deal with Marvel for video game rights stuff. When it comes to Avengers.
Yeah, because I like thought about that. I was like, it's like you could be the Hulk and all that. Because I think that was actually, no, that was at D23 in 2017.
Was it so last year?
That was at D23. Yeah, because I remember because I was watching it for that and that happened to pop up in it.
Hmm.
So it's just weird because I remember seeing it and then it never popped up again.
Yeah, I don't.
I got to look into that, but either way.
Yeah, either way.
That one's completely just disappeared from my radar. I forgot about it because mm-hmm. I remember that Square Enix mm-hmm. got the rights for an Avengers game that right. they're making, which nobody knows anything about it. And it wasn't at Comic-Con, sadly. Mm-hmm. I was kind of hoping that that would appear, but it did not.
Yeah.
Maybe they're waiting for the next movie to come out to kind of solidify everything.
Just have it as in all of the
yeah, all
one through four phases.
Game, you know, yeah. that might... you know, be simultaneously released with the movie as well or something like that.
Where I hope they don't do something stupid like that.
Merchandising! Avengers the video game!
Why are they weirdly British?
It's Square Enix. It's a Japanese balls. Company. As you know, yeah. they're all British over there.
Yeah, the entirety of Japan is British.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? Oh, yeah, I went to Disney Springs. What store was I in? Superdry? Yeah, and Uniqlo, right? Mm-hmm. It's a British clothing line that's Japanese inspired.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, your whole talk about yeah, this British yes. Japanese thing, it's real.
Ban Britain. Stop them.
Brexit. Just,
they're Brexit, taking over.
Brexit. All right, let's get back to the Comic-Con. The main thing that Sony did with Marvel that we know about is the Spider-Man game, right?
Yes, they showed off so some more that. Of the Spider-Man game that's coming up. I'm still 100% excited for
yeah,
it
looks
and
badass.
Need mm-hmm. it now.
Yeah,
for sure.
To go along with it, they decided that my $60 wasn't enough. They also want $400 additional of my dollars mm-hmm. To buy a new PlayStation 4 Pro that looks really nice. It's a red gloss with the white Spider-Man logo on it.
So Spidey Edition PS4.
PlayStation 4 Pro.
PS4 Pro.
You know,
I'm almost kind of feeling that the initial pictures that were announced a couple months ago, remember how like people were like, oh yeah, there's going to be a PS4 Pro Spider-Man for like coming out later this year. But then it was like dismissed. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like that was an initial design and they were going to see where they were going to go with it. And so many people showed interest in it that they actually just made the system. Like I feel like they just had an idea, seeing if they could go along with it.
They like teased it, mm-hmm. and they're like, "Oh my god, that's so cool!"
Yeah, like I feel like that might
all right,
have been
we're gonna do it.
Yeah, because it was even funny. Like the people I talked to who happen to work for Sony, like they just immediately, the moment I brought it up, no, it doesn't exist. And I was like, that sounds really odd.
Like that was very quick.
Yeah, I didn't even say hi. You know,
hey, have you guys seen that? No, it doesn't exist. Okay. Okay.
Well, I was just trying to see if you knew about any new controllers, but sure. But yeah, no, like that's one of the bigger bomb drops. That was one of the first things that kind of kicked it off.
Yeah, that Thursday. Was yeah. Sony literally, I think their presentation was one of the first that wasn't a Hall H kind of presentation, mm-hmm. which for people that do not know, Hall H is where most of the big presentations happen at Comic-Con. So that's where the big trailers will be shown for the first time. It's where like Marvel will
it's
always
announce.
It's the
same place every year, San Diego, right?
Yeah.
The same convention center.
Yeah, Hall H is one of the rooms and it's the okay. biggest
so
room
it's like the
and
notorious
it has.
Area.
Yes. Whenever you see the pictures online of people waiting for Comic-Con, it's not of people waiting for Comic-Con. It's people waiting to get into Hall H. Mm. The line to get into Comic-Con is like 2 minutes long. The line to get into Hall H is sometimes 6 hours long.
Or days.
Or days, yes. You might be waiting past Comic-Con to get into Hall H.
Yeah.
So, but during the event, that was pretty much it for the gaming side of things when it came to Marvel. But Marvel didn't actually show off any trailers for their upcoming movies. We didn't see a Captain Marvel trailer.
No, Marvel purposefully held off this year quite a bit on the movie side or even the general like video or media or film side,
mm-hmm.
TV yeah. show, everything except this video game.
TV show, they were technically there for Legion, which is the Fox show.
The Fox X-Men.
Which yeah. season 2 sure. is out.
Coming soon.
Out. I think it's currently out.
I think it's...
Two?
It might have like
See,
just
that's
premiered.
The thing.
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, I watched the first one. It was pretty... It got pretty weird towards the end.
It didn't interest me enough to pay yeah. attention to it. I saw the trailer for season 2 and was like, yeah, that's
I think
thing.
That like you really had to stick through. It was kind of like a Westworld experience for me. You had to like... really get into it to really understand it, you know? And each show was kind of like a movie in itself.
Yeah.
But like once you did, you get like you're either in it and you're in it and you're into it or you're just like, I'll watch this on my own pace.
But even though Marvel wasn't really there, Disney was there full force.
Mm-hmm.
So they re-showed a lot of trailers that people have already seen, like Wreck-It Ralph. I think they showed an extra scene for and everything like that, which everybody's waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big things that they were there for, though,
was Star Wars.
Is Star Wars.
Yeah.
What about
and
it?
And Clone Wars is
oh,
returning.
Oh, yeah. 12 new episodes.
Is it an all new season or is it just 12 extra episodes to kind of wrap it up?
It's a new season.
Oh.
So it's basically. Nobody knows if it's going to follow the same idea that the scripts were written for because they had seasons, I want to say, 6, 7, and 8 completely written when
and
it got canceled.
And by the way, to our listeners, we're talking about the TV series, not the movie series. So
well, there was only one movie that ended up leading into the TV series yeah. for the Clone Wars. So the other one you're thinking of is Attack of the Clones. Which was the lead up into the Clone Wars
okay.
movie that led into the Clone Wars series.
You know, there was actually a Clone Wars animation that was
yes.
possibly better than the entirety of Clone Wars to me.
Much better.
It was only 30 minutes, but 6 episodes.
Yeah. Was it? There was 2 seasons for it.
No, it
season
wasn't.
It was
one.
Wasn't
very,
it
very
the
short.
Same graphics
no,
engine as the animated
were,
series?
No.
Or is it,
it was done
look?
By the same animation team that did Samurai Jack.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked absolutely beautiful.
It was very like it was very short. Like it was literally something that they showed during commercials. That like it was literally you didn't watch commercials during that. You were watching that between scenes of Edna and Eddy.
Yeah, it was supposed to cover the gap between Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith.
Mm-hmm.
That was the goal of it. So that's where they introduced General Grievous and everything like that. But yeah, there were 2 seasons because it actually got. I think 5 episodes that were like 12 minutes long each.
Oh, okay.
As well. You probably saw them and went, oh, yeah, it's more of the same thing and it's really cool, but they need to actually make this into a show.
Yeah.
And then we got the show and it was like, that's not the show I wanted.
That's not the same. They stole the name.
Yeah. You gave me Clone Wars, but not the Clone Wars I asked
it's like,
for.
It's like the damn Teen Titans thing all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. Somehow that was well received.
We need to appease to the youth somehow in a different way. How do we do this? How do we reach these kids?
Yeah. The cool thing with that is, yeah, it's a continuation. 12 episodes were announced, which I'm excited for. Mm-hmm. We'll see actually what happens with it because it's not supposed to come out until 2019 at the earliest.
Good. I mean, I would hope it's not coming out in 3 months because I don't think it would be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It won't be appreciated as much.
Yeah. It has enough time for people to hype
plus
it up.
Star Wars
watch
Land
the series
and all that next year. So just in line up for all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're technically supposed to have another. Well, no, we already had our, I guess, offshoot Star Wars movie this year. We're not getting another one.
No,
not for a couple of years.
Yeah, we're not getting another Star Wars movie until December of next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's episode 9. Mm-hmm. Yeah, episode 9. Yep. And there's no subtitle for it yet.
Yes, movie.
Thank God.
And then also, something that was kind of like a side bit that happened, some people call it Marvel's stupid book. The 10 years.
Oh, I said that.
Okay, yeah. The stupid book. Yeah, the first 10 years.
Marvel just came out with another stupid book, and it's about its first 10 years.
Yeah, it's literally print. Just, isn't it just covering all of the movies? That.
Well, no, it's everything. Behind the scenes. Mm. So it's the story of making the movies, behind the scenes stuff, the concept art with it. It's just a collection book of everything that Marvel did in the first 10 years of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
So it's probably like a film scrapbook or something.
Basically, with pretty much all the information that – it's probably filled with 90% information that you can look up online already
yeah,
and 10% like new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks nice. It's a pretty book cover.
It was another reason for them to release another line of figurines because, you know, everyone already has enough of the Marvel Legends figures.
Yes.
We just need more.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're also really expensive. They have 3 of them, if I'm correct. There's one with Ronan from Guardians of the Galaxy. Then there's one with Cap and Skull Bones. They're fighting one another, and that's like $60 for
Jeez.
That. Ronan's 35, and then there's one where it's the Hulk versus Iron Man Hulkbuster, and that's $100. I've never seen an action figure be sold for that. Megazords weren't even that expensive.
Yeah, because it's an action figure, not a statue.
It's literally opposable parts. Nindroids don't even go that high.
Even Figma don't go that high. Figma get up to like 60, 70.
Unless they're Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, you're thinking that's not Figma. That's PlayArts Kai.
Those are PlayArts?
Those are PlayArts Kai.
I understand.
Yeah. PlayArts Kai are like $3 million a figure, yep. And then the accessories are an additional $500 for a hand or a sword.
Yeah, so you stopped me there. I knew it was going to be that bad.
Yeah, so there is one line of figures that is higher priced.
That you're trying to steal people's money, yes.
Made by Square Enix.
Yes.
Chunks of plastic to me.
But yeah, that actually, the book, while it's not needed, is a cool kind of thing as a telling of the story. Because I'm sure it's going to be filled with more little fun things. Like apparently, one of the things that was said at the press conference that Marvel was at was how the line at the end of Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr., where he goes, "I am Iron Man," was ad-libbed. It wasn't in the script or anything. Mm. It was 100% ad-libbed by Robert Downey Jr.
Mm.
So, and that ended up changing the course of the future movies. And they decided to keep it in because they were like, that's actually a better line than what we had written, where he just keeps his identity secret.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's still little tidbits from the movies that really haven't been told, or at the very least, if that one's been told before,
maybe,
I don't recall hearing that one.
Strengthening the glue between the cinematic universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those little behind the scenes things that are kind of
cool,
always fun to learn.
Yes. To me, it felt like just another thing they were just trying to sell. That's why I said what I said, you know?
I mean, everything's just another thing that they're trying to sell.
It doesn't matter. They just slap anyone on it. Yeah. They're going to buy it.
You know?
There's always going to be a person or people. They're going to always grab something like this.
They could raise the price of their comics to $6 and people would start buying them. It wouldn't matter. And they're already kind of expensive. Like, what is it? Comics, I think, like $3.50 a piece now.
$3.99 per issue.
Should be 25 cents.
How did we get here? It's a lot of money.
Dude, paper's expensive. Do you think paper just
grows
on trees?
You know, with all the tariffs going on. We're tariffing the paper that's coming in from Canada into the United States, which is primarily used for the newspapers, not for comics.
I was going to say, that doesn't affect comic books at all. That's
but
a
hey,
whole
Sunday
different
comics,
kind of paper.
It affects those. So, hey,
Yeah, no more Boondocks.
Yeah, well, Boondocks already.
No more Marmaduke or Garfield. Anyways, let's get back.
Yeah, let's get back. Yeah.
So apparently
Doctor Who, they revealed their first female doctor. They showed off the video for it, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's been announced before that there was one, but they finally showed the trailer or the teaser of her in action a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, started that off. Don't even know about Doctor Who. I'm not even going to go any further with that.
Like, do you not know it at all? Or do you just, like, don't want to – okay.
No, it's not –
I know, like, of it, and I've been into it a little, but then I was just like
– like, I know of it because I have people who just don't know how to stop talking about it, you know? I know of it and know what it's about, kind of, but I'm pretty sure somehow I have that wrong. But that's really all I got on it.
Basically, you have the cliff notes that even if you were to repeat them, you would get key details completely off. Doctor Who is a psychologist that steps into a phone book and...
it's like literally, it's like, wait, that's actually correct. He's wrong.
No,
yeah.
You know. But yeah, that's pretty significant just because of the fact, like, it's been mainly somewhat attractive guy for the past 50 years. Doing the Doctor Who role with
guys.
The,
yeah, they flip the guys every
well, every season's so, a yeah. new doctor.
A new doctor, but it's been like semi-attractive guy each season or doctor. And then you have very attractive sidekick female that he's had for years. But now they're kind of flipping the role. I don't think they showed the sidekick. I don't know if they're just going to completely flip
it
on its head.
I'm sure part of the new season will be the recruitment of somebody that
– it's just The Rock.
You know.
Just somehow.
I wonder if they're going to –
wait, like Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah, just somehow.
It's weird because these Doctor Who shows are like within the British realm of like you – like these things all happen in like London and the UK. Like most films that you watch in general in life, like they're all like in the Americas or like in California or something like that or like a major city. Like dinosaurs attacking the world, like it's happening in like London, like when you're watching
of
it.
Of
all the places. So it's like affecting just them because they know it's like super British. So it's just like, it's just kind of funny to me.
I was like, that's happening on an island? Oh man, that sucks.
Robots attacking? Oh yeah, it's just Great Britain.
Yeah. As you know, all tragedies happen in London. It's just a terrible place to be, just
somehow,
all the time.
London Has Fallen, that movie, yeah.
Somehow
yeah.
all these things keep happening in London, but somehow Big Ben never gets destroyed or anything. I wonder if
their
it's like
bridge,
a law.
Their bridge, they made a song about how it keeps getting destroyed. I don't know how they keep getting off the island.
Yeah, it keeps happening. But yeah, no, like apparently that's super controversial, but super fun at the same time.
I mean, it's controversial to people that don't watch Doctor Who. I think that's the funniest thing is during these kind of events, everybody that's making a big ruckus of it is pretty much going, I'm sorry, what show is this again? Oh, it's Doctor. Okay, so I'm just going to go start painting this sign that says that this is a bad thing.
And I'm sorry.
And then continue to not watch the show.
I'm sorry to the listener right now that's listening to us be like, bruh, how dare you say all this about Doctor Who?
See, Alex is going to listen to this podcast later and just chime in and just be like, dude, Doctor Who is amazing. How dare you?
Actually, Doctor Who.
But beyond Doctor Who, we did get a look at It Chapter 2, but they did show some preview footage at Hall H, which has not been shown online yet. And apparently it showed little brief glimpses of the adult versions of the kids from the first movie.
Really?
So yeah, because the second part takes place when they're all adults.
Okay.
Going after Pennywise again. So
it too, I'm trying Electric to Boogaloo.
Yeah, because I think I'm trying to remember who was all cast for that one. I want to say Bill Hader was one of them. Maybe.
Bill Hader?
I want to say.
Bill Hader of all people?
I think so.
For a spook movie? If I saw him in a movie like that, I wouldn't take the movie seriously.
No. Bill Hader, like, I mean, like, you got to realize he's typecast into
he's typecasting for life.
Yeah, Saturday Night Live, so knife.
Let's see here. We have James McAvoy. Yeah, Bill Hader is Richard.
James McAvoy?
Really? Yeah, James McAvoy. Let's see. Then we have Jay Ryan.
He's literally just Wanted and Professor X. That's all he is.
The Beast from Split.
Yeah. Speaking of Split,
there
was a trailer for Glass that came out, which is
Mr. Glass.
Yeah.
Say it right.
Was it? Wait, no. I think it was called Glass, not Mr. Glass.
Is it? Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah,
but
that's right.
But the character is called Mr. Glass.
Yeah.
So it's got
played by
Bruce
Nick
Willis.
Fury.
Yeah. Yeah. Bruce Willis as the one guy from Unbreakable. And then, yeah, Nick Fury as Mr. Glass. And then the
I
one
like
guy
how
we were
you
just
repeated
talking about,
me and just went, yeah, it's Nick Fury as Mr. Glass.
And then what's the other one? The one movie that we just talked about, Split. It's those three
James
guys,
McAvoy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the trailer was pretty cool. It was like a psychiatrist or something. They put them all in a hospital. They were kind of like, you know, chained or something. They were.
No, the only one that was chained is.
The Unbreakable guy?
Yeah.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis's character, which I'm trying to remember the
and
name of. I want to say Dunn.
There was a psych that was kind of analyzing for their thought of.
He legitimately merged those movies.
Yeah.
Well, actually what it is, M. Night Shyamalan said that those movies are part of the same universe.
Bruce Willis shows up at the end of Split, and when they're talking about that villain that was arrested in Unbreakable, and he's in a bar with some people that are talking about, and he turns and goes, his name was Mr. Glass, and that was the tie-in that Split was a part of. Unbreakable, you know, that movie that came out 10 years ago that everybody's forgotten about.
Are we starting up the SCU? The Shyamalan Cinematic Universe?
Yeah.
We are.
Wow. Okay.
It's actually turning out good because so far, two of the three movies, or the two movies we've gotten so far, were really good.
They're the only good ones that he's gotten. What about Avatar? They're part of the same universe.
Do we count The Last Airbender? Is that the fourth movie in the universe? Or can we just say it's like somehow like some early precursor?
You know what? I bet there's somebody that's going to put together a theory that ties it into the universe somehow.
And if it does, that'd be great.
I would laugh.
You know what universe I tie that movie with is that live-action Dragon Ball Z.
Don't you even dare. You shut your mouth right now.
I would watch the Avatar over that. I paid good pre-adolescent money to go see that movie, and I really wish I got it back.
Dude, I want to charge the studio, like, $500 an hour for my time back.
I want $500 a minute.
It's like the episode of South Park when Stan goes to Hollywood to get his money back for Passion of the Christ, and he ends up walking into Mel Gibson.
Oh. But yeah, not speaking about terrible movies, let's talk about a terrible TV show that was shown off at Comic-Con.
Which one's that?
The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
New season or something?
Yeah, new season. Season 9 got a new trailer. So as somebody that is a fan of the comics, I can say I know where the TV show is going. And they've pretty much screwed up the TV show enough that I don't see how they're going to do this season properly. Because they've pretty much killed off the main characters that have the biggest arcs in this part of the story.
Apparently, What's-His-Face is, this is his last season. Andrew something. The
oh
guy.
Yeah,
yeah. The guy.
So maybe they had to like do that for a reason.
No. He's walking away on his own.
Yeah,
he's just tired of being a multi-trillionaire. And he
but
wants to go
what
live
I'm
his life,
what I'm
I guess.
Saying but, is, do they have maybe they had to change the plot line in a way to kind of, you know, take him off the show?
I mean,
no, it's
as
not
part of the. It's not part.
It's
of the
not
comic.
Part of that because okay. Technically speaking, his the spoiler alert, I guess. I'm not going to say exactly, but his character doesn't have a purpose anymore at the point there should be at. Let's say that.
Yeah. The big part of the arc that's coming up, if they were to follow the comics, the characters that are a part of it are dead in the show now. They killed him off for shock value in the show.
Mm.
So they pretty much have dug.
It's not even apples to apples at this point.
Yeah. It's
like apples to literal bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
apples
no,
to
it's
applesauce.
It's apples to cinder blocks at this point. You know, it's okay. Not even close.
I mean, both of them can be eaten, I guess. Just one won't be a good turnout.
One of them, you're going to have a rough time enjoying.
You think that what
and
there
that's
might,
the
let
TV
me ask
show.
You this, since that's the case, do you think they're just like screwing this all up because they know that they're winding down?
No, it's because the person that was heading the show was one of those people that wanted to be able to. He didn't care about telling a good story. He cared about riling up people. So instead of being like, we're going to make a good show, he wanted to just do shock value for the case of shock value, not because it's actually going to get
it's
anything.
Like every season he killed somebody that either they felt partial to or just had to kill them for
like
some
Game of
reason.
Thrones or
right.
something?
Yeah. Not even in a Game of Thrones way, because Game of Thrones
like you know
had a concept.
You knew that like that person they had enough karma coming. It was like, all right, they're going to die somewhere, you know, yeah. but like
and
but
it's always show, a progress for the
it's
story.
It's like, oh, he's a zombie now. Boo.
Yeah, I mean like I guess like going into the weird tangent of Walking Dead, like what was it? I think it was season 2. Like there was a like all of season 2 they were looking for this one specific character's daughter, right? And that daughter, the shock value was she was dead in a barn.
The entire time.
The whole time. The barn that they were
barn?
Doing the My season God. Around.
Yeah.
But that was you wasted it, like because each episode is obviously like an hour, 10 hours to find out that what they were looking for was literally right next
oh,
to them.
Yeah.
So it's that kind of shock value. It's not story progressing kind of deaths. It's hey, we should kill off this person because it's going to make people remember the show exists for a brief 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the show has been dwindling in
viewers, yeah.
I think the last 3 seasons, that's it's just been losing viewers every single
episode. That's
why
I was
episode.
Asking, like, the whole idea of maybe they're just winding up everything because they're going to probably cancel it soon.
No, it's...
No, it's going
to
run enough.
I think they're going to run into it because they also they have a secondary series to Walking
oh, yeah.
Dead now.
The spin-off.
Which is even... Well, they also showed a trailer for that, uh-huh. which one of the characters from the show is now going into that show. For people that watch it... I don't think it's really a spoiler
Fear
at this point.
The Walking Dead, right?
Morgan from the show. Yeah. So one of the main characters from The Walking Dead kind of left the group and they're going to appear in Fear the Walking Dead. Even though Fear the Walking Dead was supposed to be a side story that was never going to mingle in with The Walking Dead, you can tell that they've lost touch with what they were doing with both of these shows at this
mm-hmm.
point.
No.
It's a shame because I still read the comics month to month. I can't watch the show anymore.
It's like watching Heroes and then the writer strike happened and then all these scabs started working for him and then it just like lost its purpose along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of what you
like,
guys are talking about.
Even Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who was so excited to play the character as Negan originally, has gone on to say that he kind of regrets it to a point because of the fan base of the show. The fan base of the show has completely ruined his joy of playing that character now.
Mm-hmm.
He still plays the character.
Because money.
But, yeah.
Like, he shouldn't be stupid now.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he still plays the role nicely. It's just fans hate where the character is going and mm-hmm. how it's not the comics version. And as one of the fans of the show, I understand where people are coming from on that one.
Hmm.
Or as a fan of the comics... Watching the show, I can see where people are coming from on the hatred of the show for, yeah.
Right.
So that's sadly
that's,
something.
Yeah, that's pretty much that.
But yeah, that's Walking Dead.
On the flip side of AMC shows, one of their best shows is finally coming back for a 4th season, Better Call Saul.
No.
Really?
Turned off.
You don't like that show?
No, I hate Breaking Bad and that. No.
Oh.
You want to talk about a cash cow? You want to talk about a cash cow to AMC, made? Breaking Bad.
Really?
Huh?
Yes.
I mean,
You ever had a show?
2 minutes here.
You ever had a show?
Okay, let's listen
that,
to I want to listen to
You
this
ever had script. A show that their entire 2nd season was so god awful that the only reason your 3rd season popped so hard is because nobody, like everyone wanted something good to happen because of how boring that 2nd season was. That's why I was excited to watch 3. That's why I was excited to watch that show because I waited 10 hours to find out if I wanted to keep watching it. It was pretty boring. I mean, Game of Thrones kind of had the same.
Yeah, but dude, that's how they get you.
No, that's terrible.
Game of Thrones. You're just mad because you fell for the formula.
Game of Thrones did the same
that's
thing to me.
That's what it sounds like.
Game of Thrones, I watched 16 episodes.
That's why
before it got good with the Red Wedding.
That's why I'm not into Game of Thrones, and that's why I'm choosing not to watch it.
Game of Thrones?
Because of this. Exactly what Ferris is describing.
No,
right
no, Game
now.
Of Thrones, most for the most part, is good. 1st season, amazing. 2nd season, Brianna Tarth is pretty cool, but you could just watch the Spark Notes. They're pretty good. And then you get to 3. It was like, oh, this is pretty cool. Okay, this is boring again. Then the 6th episode hits, and it just skyrockets from there.
I can't wade through that many hours of footage just to get to something good. Like
no, I literally
about.
Didn't watch 2. I literally
you skipped all of 2.
I definitely skipped all of 2 of Game of Thrones.
That's why I'm not going through the Thrones. I'm just not.
Well, I mean, yeah. You have like over a year to catch up.
The same way that you're describing about Breaking Bad. Yeah. Because, you know, they do that on purpose because a lot of these writers know that, okay, they did a really, really good job the first season, so they'll write a shitty second season because they know that they'll renew the third season automatically.
I don't think they did that.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that is not true because never in my life have I heard anybody go, we did good the first time. Let's do terrible the second time, and then we can impress them the third time.
It's not necessarily terrible, but they go subtle. They go subtle because they know that they can go for a third.
I want to, if anything, I'll blame it on the fact, wasn't that when the Writers Guild happened, when season two happened? Like the whole strike on it?
I
don't think that was part of it, though.
It might have. No, because the writer's strike was happening. Actually, no, it was around that time because that was 2012 when season two.
No. Breaking Bad was done by like 2011.
Oh, you're talking Breaking Bad. I'm thinking Game of Thrones.
No, I'm talking Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, Breaking Bad was done by like 2010, 2011.
Yeah, I think so.
So I think season two might have hit it.
That might have been a part of it because I remember that Futurama got hit by the writer's strike.
Because you could
as well.
See the quality in the shows drop because they're just hiring all these new people. Because all these
got the scabs.
Yeah. So I'll give it that. If that's actually what affected it, I'm not going to say the show's terrible anymore. But otherwise, unless I get my factual proof, it's still pretty bad.
Googly it out.
Some good old googly. But Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul is a good show.
Okay.
I will say I actually like Better Call Saul more than Breaking Bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're going to say that live?
I'm
but
saying
okay,
that
the
live.
Reason why is it's like Mike, the TV show. You know, I like Mike.
No.
I like Mike more than anything else that's in it. I really like that guy.
I like everything in Better Call Saul more than Breaking Bad. Because it's just the manipulative kind of like scheming that you see from every single angle in the show. It's just watching a lawyer do... Being a lawyer,
well,
I guess.
Become who he is. It's right. Not just a lawyer. It's who he is as a person becomes what he is eventually in the next in the show.
Like, yeah, and
it's crazy.
It's normally when it comes to like a prequel origin story where you already know what's going to come, you're not too invested in what's happening because you know where it's going to lead.
Yeah,
with this show. I still have no idea where they're going to go
exactly.
With it.
Like we know what he's going to be like when we watch Breaking Bad. We know what he's going to end up. Like to be like character wise, but to what extent that he becomes that, and this series, like what you said, Brad, for sure, I agree with you. It's the way that they're delivering it. It's really awesome.
Yeah,
but I really like Mike too. I think Mike is the shit. So
see, I like his parts, but it's the entire show. Like there was an entire episode last season that it just takes place in a courtroom, and it's just it's not even a big courtroom. It's just a small case within the show.
Talking about with his brother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was one of the best episodes.
And he proves and he goes crazy. Yeah, I know.
It's such a great episode.
Yeah, so good.
And it just shows how three steps ahead of everything they're acting at each other throughout the entire thing. When these two lawyers are going at each other, they're both three steps ahead of the other in different directions.
It's like crazy chess.
Yeah, it's such a good show. If you didn't like Breaking Bad, I still want you to give Better Call Saul a shot.
I mean, technically, I don't have to watch Breaking Bad to enjoy this show.
No, you don't.
No, because it doesn't even reference anything. Well, there's some characters from Breaking Bad, like in Better Call Saul, like Gus Fring and everything like that. But yeah, watch it. Give it a shot. Yeah, you might like it.
You definitely like the first season or two for sure.
Oh, yeah. It seems like season two is pretty bad.
Better Call Saul, the entire series so far has been
Walking
good.
Walking Dead had a pretty bad season, too.
Which one?
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead had a bad season after everything.
Season one.
Episode one.
Season one was pretty good.
Okay, so what else is going on with the Comic-Con this week or last week?
DC had a lot of stuff.
DC was the next big one. So
it's like they saw that Marvel wasn't there really prevalent. Like,
yeah, they pretty much grabbed everything that they could.
The only thing we got going on this year I know of is the Aquaman.
Well, back up. We also got the DC Universe announcement. That was their big showstopper. So
you
that's
the web series?
Their online kind of system because that's going to give you access to comic books the same way that Marvel Unlimited does.
Oh, so it's like the Netflix of the DC Universe subscription model system?
Pretty much. So you're going to also have what I'm most excited for is Batman, the animated series in HD. is going to be on there.
Mm-hmm. That's dope.
You're going to get all of Young Justice, including the upcoming season 3. Oh. You're going to have Titans, which they showed a trailer for.
We're not going to talk about that one.
Wait, Teen Titans you talking about?
Technically, no, they're Titans. Not teen. They're just Titans.
It's just called Titans. So it's going to be focusing on Robin, Starfire, Beast Boy. We've talked about it before. You remember it because we went on a tirade for 20 minutes about how the costumes are completely wrong when the first images went online.
Yeah. Remember how everyone kept saying Starfire looked like a hooker?
And she still does.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so we got the first trailer of that, which made me go, you know, you could just have Robin in this and this might be okay. Get rid of the other characters.
Yeah.
But.
I'm waiting for Tara to come out of nowhere.
Oh, I guarantee it'll happen. Beast Boy's got to have a love interest somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Raven.
Raven doesn't like anybody. That was one of the main things in the comics and in the animated series is that even though Beast Boy cares for her, she doesn't care about anybody. Yeah. So that's why they threw Tara in there because people were like, Beast Boy needs somebody. Well, we'll give her some rock lady that'll end up dying in 3 episodes and then appear and never remember her or remember him.
Rip.
Oh, you're talking about the DC animated series that was on the movie.
No, we're talking about the Cartoon Network series.
Yeah, the original Cartoon Network series from like 2004.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. The new Titan live action series, it does not look like it's going to be doing the Titans any favors.
Mm-mm.
Especially with the Teen Titans Go movie coming up, and Teen Titans fans are not in a good place right now.
Yeah, no. Not a good time to be a fan of them.
Even their comic line is kind of going a little downhill, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, just throw it away.
Yeah.
Just throw away the word Titans. Just
burn it.
But
and start it all over again in the next decade.
I guess on a positive side of it, we got a Shazam.
Yes.
Which I wasn't expecting. This is also probably the first thing Zachary Quinto has been in.
Dude,
in some years.
That is like
Zachary
honestly,
who?
It's not Zachary Quinto. No, it's not. It's a dude from Chuck. Never mind.
It's Chuck from the show.
I somehow
Chuck.
Get them mixed up.
How do you?
I don't know.
Dude, I always get Bruce Willis and that rock dude mixed up.
They're both bald.
To me, this is majorly the most biggest DC thing that I'm looking forward to.
The most biggest?
The most biggest.
Literally. Not to be confused with the largest.
Largest, hugest thing that I'm looking forward to in 2019. That's DC. To me personally, the Shazam movie.
I agree. When it.
Not the Aquaman, Shazam.
I will say.
I'm looking for Aquaman.
Yeah?
Jason Momoa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When it comes to Aquaman, the trailer just kind of made me a little passive on the movie. I was excited about it before, but we'll see. I'm still going to go and see it.
Wow, that's a man in aqua.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Oh, so he can swim in the water.
Good.
That's impressive right there. But yeah, the trailer for Aquaman really didn't do it any favors. But when it came to Shazam, most people, first off, don't even know who Shazam is.
Nope. They think he's Superman.
Even that's one of the best parts is people actually
Marvel.
Think, no.
Technically.
Yeah.
Technically.
Actually, yes. His name was Captain Marvel before.
Until Shazam happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. But even in the comics, I don't care for Shazam. It's just never been one of those characters I care for.
I loved him.
In this movie, I cannot wait for this movie.
They made a DC animated series of Shazam, and it was excellent.
But it's just like a lot of people – that's the thing that a lot of people get confused about with Shazam. That's a lot of people, like, in general. They confuse him with Superman because he's, you know, guy in red tights can fly and he's bulletproof.
Well, he can't fly.
Air quotes.
He jump good.
He can fly. They just didn't want to show it.
In the trailer?
Yeah. And the thing is, too, like, they don't realize, like, yes, his character is really crippled. Well, not crippled, but, like, his crux is the fact that it's a child. It is literally a child that said a magic word. He said spam, and then he became this muscular man. And like people will say, like some of his story points aren't that great.
It's like an inner child story. It's like a child at heart type of
right. Like
yeah,
that's why I love it. Like when my dad first explained it to me that way, like before I even like got into Shazam, I was like, that's pretty cool.
You got to watch it from that kind of perspective, is what you're saying.
Yeah, like watch
kinda
it like
8th grade when we saw that. Right,
like look at it as not like just a Superman like knockoff. Look at it as like, this is a kid who is exploring the fact that now he can do what he wants.
It's like Tom Hanks in Big.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not, he's not crippled in this version.
No, he's not. He's just, because he's a teenager in this one. Normally he's like 10 years old.
Yeah, so in this one, he is just kind of, he's able to be an adult, which he always thinks that he can take care of himself and do whatever he wants.
He's got a brother or a foster brother that's the crippled one in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm.
That's what, yeah. Okay. So the person that actually becomes Shazam is, the story behind him in the movie from the trailer is he always wants to just take care of himself. He doesn't want to rely on other people and everything like that. But because he's still considered a teenager, he has to, you know, be in a foster home or whatever. And he's given this opportunity where he can be an adult as this superhero and be whoever he wants to be.
Right.
So that's where the story is changing enough where I go, okay, you have my attention, and it looks like it's going to be a fun movie, too.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's somebody talking about a part, and maybe in the comics, maybe it was you or somebody, where like he gets like $20 and he goes to the convenience store. Instead of buys a beer, he buys like candy and soda and like just, you know, goes nuts on that. So it's like the inner child in him trying to do something as an adult.
The best part of this one is because he's a teenager. In the convenience store scene, you see him walking out with beer.
Oh, was it beer in this
He's
one?
He's holding beer.
So he did do beer. Okay.
And just that scene in the trailer at the convenience store is what sold me on this movie. Mm-hmm. Where you're bulletproof? I'm bulletproof. You guys are dead. And then you just see them fly through the window.
Yeah. And like, great. And like, I'm curious to see how they're going to mix in Black Adam, because that's his.
He's not going to be in the movie.
What?
Yeah.
The movie's trash. It's failed. It failed.
Nope.
It's done. It was that man. I was really excited for that movie next year. That sucks. That's like literally looking at me. It was like, oh yeah, there's this Batman movie. I can't wait to see Lex Luthor. He's not in it. Oh.
Wait,
it's a movie? It came out? It's coming out. They spent millions. Oh, that sucks.
Hey, we should back up Marvel real quick and talk about Spider-Gwen and
The Sony.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got confirmation that I still do not believe Nick Cage will be playing Spider-Man Noir in the upcoming Spider-Verse movie.
Spider-Man Noir?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen him once in a video game.
Shattered Dimensions?
Yep. The best game.
What, he voiced it?
No. That's like literally one of the only, like, I want to say one of the only appearances of Spider-Man Noir.
It's one of the mainstream appearances of Spider-Man Noir, yes.
Okay. One of the only appearances of Spider-Man Noir.
But yeah, it's going to be voiced by Nick Cage. And then we got a view of Spider-Gwen, Miles Morales, and Peter Parker in a photo, which the movie is going to be gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Just the
art
style.
December this year.
Yep.
So that's the Marvel competitor to Aquaman.
I wouldn't really consider it a competitor. They're both going for different markets.
Yeah, well, Aquaman's not competing with anything. Primetime Music? I don't know. Something.
Yeah.
It's not
Aquaman's competing.
Yeah. When is that? I just thought about that.
It's coming out, I think, later.
Bohemian Rhapsody. I forgot about that.
They showed a new trailer for it at Comic-Con.
Yeah, showed the second trailer for that.
But yeah, that one's coming up soon as well. I want to say December, actually. Because one's like a Christmas movie.
I told you guys, like, the Sacha Baron Cohen was the original
choice.
Yeah. And he actually co-wrote the movie with Queen, but they split on creative differences because, from my understanding, Sacha Baron Cohen wanted to show Freddie Mercury from all angles.
Of course.
You know, like.
Well, yeah, he wanted to do a Freddie Mercury movie, and Queen wanted to make a Queen movie.
Yeah.
Very understandably, they had some disagreements there.
And also the way in the light that they were projecting Queen and Freddie Mercury.
I assumed it was going to be, unfortunately, very close to Bruno, and that was not going to be a good look if they did that. I don't think that would be a great way to send off one of music's greatest singers.
Because they wanted to do, like, you know, cocaine parties with, like, midgets walking around. I'm sorry, little people walking around with trays on top of them.
Well, and then, like, we just got canceled.
Queen got mad, you know, with, like, the writing of that. And so, like, he kind of split off because of that concept. Because he wanted to show a true side to things as well, you know, a little bit. So for creative differences, they kind of kind of split. So I remember looking at all these videos of, was it Rami Malek mm-hmm. is the new guy that's playing him. And like,
the guy from Mr. Robot.
Yeah, the Mr. Robot guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he went into the interview and the whole audition and everything. And as he's going to it, he's basically like, man, I better not mess this up. So I think he took this role very seriously based on my interpretation and all the interviews that I've been seeing him do with, mm-hmm. you know, about this movie. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. No, I just feel like I saw one trailer and then it just kind of fell off for a hot second. And then, yeah, like I saw some stuff pop up again. So I was like, oh, they must have shown something at San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, it's a new trailer and check it out.
Okay.
The movie looks like it's going to be really good because it actually is going into how the band formed to become so big. What made them different from other rock bands at the time?
They were experimental.
You know, the funny thing is like speaking of like movies that are like documentaries of like different musicians and artists and stuff like that, N.W.A. is probably one of the only movies that I can say is possibly my favorite.
Straight Outta Compton?
Oh, yeah, Straight Outta Compton. I just call it N.W.A. Yeah. Straight Outta Compton is one of my favorite renditions of that because, I mean, on top of the fact that they literally had Ice Cube's son play Ice Cube and he looked exactly like him, except young.
O'Shea Jackson?
Yeah.
He's done a lot of stuff since then. He's done really good for himself independently.
Yeah, that put him on the map well.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just like that was one of my favorite renditions of it, and I'm hoping this comes very close to it, if not exceeds it, just because it's like there's not many movies that – capture the essence of what those different characters are because, like, I mean, realistically speaking, you don't know how Amish Yosin is outside of what maybe you've seen publicly or what people say in interviews. So to kind of see it flesh out is going to be nice, too.
Hopefully they do it in I hope they do it in an accurate type of light.
But they, you know? If the trailers are anything to go by, they're keeping it very accurate to how the band was formed and everything like that. To my knowledge of Queen, I'm not, you know, saying that I'm a Queen historian by any means, but from what I know of the band and their various history, the trailer seems to be pretty accurate
it. If anything, I want to play the guessing game on who might be the next movie they make one on.
I just want Walk Hard Prince. 2.
I was just thinking that. It would either be Prince or David Bowie. They literally shoot to the same market, so one of them.
Yeah.
Who knows? I think you have to be gone for about 20 years before they let you do that.
I could see one on the Beatles.
Nobody wants to see one on the Beatles.
I don't care about
really?
That.
Yep. Yeah, I'm okay on them. Yeah. Maybe when Paul McCartney, I don't know, leaves this planet.
He might already own the rights to that. Who cares?
Right. He might have it in his will. Like, you can never make a movie on the Beatles. It's like, thanks, Paul McCartney. You are a gem.
You are a perfect being.
Not for $1 trillion.
But getting back to Comic-Con, something else that I'm very excited for that was shown was the Godzilla King of Monsters trailer.
Mm-hmm.
That, I am so excited for this movie. It's going to be the second Godzilla movie in the new universe and the third movie in the universe counting King Kong, Skull Island. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be Godzilla fighting Mothra, King Ghidorah,
good.
And Rodan.
Good.
Whoa.
Yes.
Mothra.
Like multiple.
Yes. It's the King of Monsters
is
movie.
This, you know, a Japanese.
Mm-mm. No, it's the American
rendition. Yeah,
it's,
rendition.
Do you remember Godzilla that came out in 2014?
Yeah, with Bryan Cranston?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, for Bryan Cranston for 10 minutes.
Hey, Bryan Cranston movie. Keep it that way.
Okay.
But
they had that, then, yeah, okay.
And it's going to be the same Godzilla from that movie, and it's King Ghidorah, Rodan, and Mothra are going to be the three monsters in this one.
You know, I'm waiting for them to mess it up. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for somehow King Ghidorah to be a good guy. I'm waiting for Mothra to be a bad guy. I'm waiting for Batra to come out of nowhere because people confuse Batra and Mothra all the time. I'm wondering, like, I mean, I didn't see the trailer myself, so I'm just saying that as like an idea. I have not seen anything, so I'm probably speaking out of pure fallacy here. But I just want to see if they allude to anyone outside of that. Like, I'm wondering if Mechagodzilla appears.
There's not Mechagodzilla, but there was there's the website.
You got a horn?
Huh?
Does he have a horn? With bat wings?
No.
Does it destroy you?
There is reference in one of the images. So on the website for Monarch, which is the in-universe kind of monster kind of spotting group, think Shield of the Godzilla universe.
Okay.
And they have research that they posted online for kind of a in-depth kind of look from their perspective on these monsters, where they kind of go, you know, Rodan we found in the middle of an active volcano that the locals see as some kind of fire god demon. And then they found King Ghidorah, I think, frozen in ice. And I can't remember where Mothra is in the universe, but
Mothra is
like
a
King Kong.
Mothra, yeah. Like,
well, King Kong's not in this one.
If we're just going off of how Mothra ever was spawned in, like, I mean, as I said, I haven't seen the trailer, so I guess I can't really speak too far on it. But Mothra has always been like this weird space butterfly, if I could say that.
It's,
yeah, that's the best way of explaining
it. If I remember correctly, it was supposed to be
butterfly. The people are weird.
Yeah, it's
Mothra is a butterfly, but looks like is a moth.
Yes, it does look like a butterfly in the Toho version, 100%.
So stupid.
You're talking about the black and white version from back in the yesteryear.
Hey, it was color in the '70s, and it looked cool. I don't know what Mothra's gender is, so I'm not even going to go down that route. But it's a moth.
It's a moth.
But I'm just curious on that, and like, I am curious to see who they allude to later in the movie. Like, I want to see if they, like, bring in another person from that universe, because...
Well, the next movie is going to be Godzilla versus King Kong.
Well, I mean, we don't need that.
We need more movies. They'll bring Jack Black.
Golly. No. But no, yeah, like, I like this because of the fact that this is putting Godzilla back on the map. It's making Godzilla not be Matthew Broderick mistake from 2000s. It even allowed the fact that, like, Shin Godzilla, right after Godzilla came out, Shin Godzilla started being shown in the States, like, I want to say a year or two later, and that killed the box office here.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that movie at least 3 times, and it was a phenomenal title. Somehow I haven't found it on Blu-ray, but it's still, like...
I think it's actually streaming on Netflix, too.
That's good. I know what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah.
So...
after you watch the King of Monsters trailer?
I'll watch it while I'm doing that.
Two Godzillas on 2 screens. This is amazing.
But yeah, no, and then what is it? The girl from at least from what I've
11
seen,
yeah. From Stranger Things.
Yeah, what's her name? But it's,
she has a name.
It's literally something dealing with New Edition, and I cannot remember her name right now. Her name is literally Bobby Brown. That's her name. Yeah,
Bobby Brown, like, but not Bobby Brown.
Yeah, it's Bobby's. Yeah, it's definitely very close to that. I was remembering. Okay, I'm just going to type in 11.
11
Stranger Things. There we go. What? Okay. Yeah, her name is Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. She's in the trailer and it's just
she's going to be one of the humans that has a connection to one of the monsters in some way.
Yeah.
People are guessing Mothra.
Okay, that would make the most sense, because King Ghidorah is just one, literally a king from a random planet.
Ghidorah is just evil incarnated evil.
Yeah, you know, evil incarnated into evil. He had some really mean sleep, and he's a three-headed dragon that punches you with one of his other two heads.
He's also supposed to be like 500 feet tall in this movie.
Good.
Godzilla is 350 feet tall.
I expect him to be just as tall as the thing from Cloverfield. Like, when they pan up to him for a hot second, I want him to be that. Which Cloverfield technically is a Godzilla movie.
Yes, Cloverfield was trying to fill in the void that Godzilla left.
No,
after.
The Cloverfield like monster
really
is technically Ogre from the Godzilla.
Really?
Yeah, apparently. That was actually surprising because they didn't really show it too much.
Yeah.
But apparently that's supposed to be Ogre, which Ogre doesn't really have too many powers of his own. He's just this big monster. But
never got that.
I don't think that no, because like the Cloverfield sequels, if they are sequels, they're alien based, aren't they?
The Cloverfield sequels don't count.
Yeah, no, they don't count.
I don't know.
But Ogre is.
The second one
they don't. They don't count.
Okay, fine.
No, they don't. They're not really connected. It's just Cloverfield is just a term for. It's like Twilight Zone. Doesn't count.
Okay, it's like
not saying that they're bad. The second movie is one of my favorites.
Black Mirror, or Tales from the Crypt.
Right. Okay. They just don't. They're not connected enough to count to anything.
But either way,
yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, I'm excited for it. I need to like look into it a little bit further so I can actually give a good opinion. Because
check out the Monarch website because they have a couple kind of like lore things behind the different monsters and
Because I'm if this is correct, I think this is their Twitter, and I'm like looking at it right now. They're like showing stuff about it too. So
yeah, I'm excited for this one. If you would have asked me a couple of years ago, like even after watching the first the Godzilla from 2014, going, mm-hmm. "Are you excited for the sequel to this movie?" I would have gone, "I'll see it." This one, it's like I'll go start waiting in line today if I can.
Mm-hmm. So when's it coming out?
That one is May of next year.
Oh,
yeah,
it's a good time.
Good time of the year.
Good time to see a movie.
So
good old blockbuster starter.
Summer
series starter.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that one. But then the final movie that we'll talk about that kind of had a trailer show off was Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find or Fantastic Beasts and the Crimes of Grindelwald is going to be coming up. And they showed another trailer for that one. And I didn't care for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
That was probably my most intriguing movie I watched of 2015.
I didn't like it for weird reasons. I was expecting...
like a Harry Potter fan, not reasons, or...
As when I went to go see it, I was expecting to see more of a magical, like, seeing all these different creatures and them catching them in the city, and that was only, like, a third of the plot.
I mean, that's what it was supposed to be.
That was supposed to be the movie that I was going to see, but that was one third of...
You didn't like the first three Harry Potter movies that well, did you?
No, not really.
Yeah, their names really didn't do too much.
No. Yeah, this one was supposed to be about a goblet of fire, and
that one was definitely about a goblet of fire. That's all I could talk about.
The sorcerer's, yeah.
The CGI is decent in this one.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful movie, and I'm definitely going to check it out and everything like that, but after the first one kind of disappointed me a little bit in weird ways, like it was still a good movie, but it wasn't the movie I wanted to see.
Right.
But I'm able to look at it and go, that was still a good movie. But when are they going to make the movie that I wanted to see and they showed me in all the trailers?
True.
So this one, it looks like it's going to be keeping up with what they're showing you is actually going to be the movie. I hope. Or else I'm going to be very disappointed if what they're showing in the trailer ends up being a third of the story of the movie again. And I'm just sitting through two-thirds of a movie going, where did this come from? What's going on here?
I don't trust trailers these days anymore.
I just want to see, like, I mean, I also didn't see that trailer. Look at me. I didn't watch anything.
Somebody didn't prepare.
Not at all. But that's what I was looking for in the first movie is I was looking for tie-ins to Harry Potter.
Okay.
And outside of just, oh, yeah, like we have Hogwarts. This is like our European, you know, branch or whatever they mentioned it because that's how they mentioned, was it Macus? I think it was. Like the... American side of it.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was called.
Yeah, I can't remember the abbreviation right now either. But, like, I want to see – because this technically takes place at the same time that Tom Riddle, a.k.a. He Should Not Be Named, is doing dumb stuff at Hogwarts. So I want to see if, like, there were people who get called away from it. Like, who are, like – let's say they're following whatever they're following in the new movie. But then someone important is like, oh, yeah, I actually got to get out of here because something's going on over here. You know, like, I want to see if they make mention to things that he's doing over there because he was doing very heinous crimes at that specific time. So I'm really curious to see because that's why I like the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is because it was not modern magical society. It was 1940s. We kind of still don't really understand it too well, but we're kind of merging it with modern society to see how we can improve it.
Yeah. And so. The fact that this one, besides a year, it actually has a timeline in the Harry Potter franchise with Dumbledore being introduced into it. Because the first one, in terms of like the Harry Potter franchise, unless you're going to look at calendar dates, you have no way to know how far apart the movies all are happening. With this one, you have a young Dumbledore and you're like, okay, there's a staple that I can understand and be able to go, I know when this is happening. This is happening way before the movies when Dumbledore is just becoming like the leader of Hogwarts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to definitely see it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure what to expect from it because the first one completely flipped everything I expected on its head.
Yeah, fair.
So, but That is all the time that we have today to talk about Comic-Con, but as always, you can catch a backlog of our episodes on iTunes and Google Play. Until next time, this has been The Breakfast Table.
And check out other announcements on our Facebook related to the Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah.
We got plenty of those there to see. So,
if you want to check out all the trailers that we talked about today, we have them all on our Facebook, yeah. So you can also check us out there.
So feel free to follow us.
Yep, facebook.com/8bitwaffles. Till next time.